Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and we get to talk to established authors as well as brand new authors. We ask them about their writing process, their latest book. We even tell you where you can find them on social media, and we find out what's next. Joining me today is Marguerite Nardone-Gruen. And she's here to talk about her romance novel, The Band Four, The Air We Breathe. Marguerite, welcome.
Thank you, and thank you, Suzanne, for having me today.
It's my absolute pleasure. I'm curious, Marguerite, when did you start writing?
Well, you're not going to believe this, but it was never my aspiration to be a writer. One night I had a dream that just wouldn't go away. Weeks later, I kept thinking about this couple in my dream, and I thought I would just write down the dream, and all of a sudden, 300 pages later, I had a book, and believe it or not, I was old when this happened. I want to say old because, my career is kind of over. I was 62 when I had that dream and wrote it down, so it was 2 years ago. And I can't even believe myself that at this stage of my game, this is like a whole new career for me.
Well, you lead me into two things. I'm curious about your writing process. Let's talk about the writing process. Now, most fiction writers have a process. They do one of several things. A writer like Jeff Deaver will go through, he's a former attorney, and he'll go through and he outlines everything to the nth degree. The book is almost written by the time he finishes the outline. And then there are other fiction writers who either sit down with the computer or some of them even use pad and paper, and the movie starts in their head. And they begin to just transcribe whatever the action is that's going on. Do either one of those describe you, or is your process different?
I think it's a little bit of everything. When I have a thought, if it's during the day and I'm not at my computer, I just write myself a note. And then later on at night, because I like to write at night, later on at night I'll sit down and I'll expand on that note. So that's kind of something that I do. And also, I try and picture every chapter like an episode on TV. In fact, in the beginning, I thought I wrote them as episodes, and instead of titling them Chapter 1, Chapter 2, I wrote Episode 1, Episode 2, and I don't know why I did that. And when I sent the manuscript in to the editor, she thought that it was different and unique, and she liked the idea. But then when she sent it back to me, she had them changed all back to chapters. She took all the episodes out and labeled them all chapters. So she liked it, but she didn't think it was okay to do. But, I picture a TV show. You know, I'll picture every chapter, and I will go through, I'll write down the basic the basic thing the chapter will be about, and then I'll go back and I'll expand on it, and I'll close my eyes and I'll just think, what's going to happen here? This is what's going to happen, but how are they going to get to that point, and what's going to happen afterwards? And then I keep expanding on it and expanding on it until I get it to be exactly what I want it to be.
Now, romance novel. Let's talk about the romance novel. Let's give our listeners an overview of the book. And the first thing we probably need to explain to them is the title, because the title is The Band Four, The Air We Breathe. Explain that, please, Marguerite.
I think the Band Four in the title throws people off. I don't want them to think it's like a big rock book. You know, it's nothing like that. The Band Four is actually the name of the band that the main character is in. He's in a band, the most popular band on the planet, and the band name is called the Band Four. And he is in turmoil in the beginning of the book. He doesn't want to do it anymore. He's at a low point in his life. He's depressed. He's just going through so much, and it shows on his face, and it shows in his mannerisms. And the other three members of the band, who they're all like brothers, they're closer than brothers. That's how close they really are. They know that at any day now he's going to come in and quit. They could just see it. He doesn't eat. He doesn't sleep. They can see it on his face, how depressed he is all the time. Until finally, he meets a girl. The band is in London, I should say. He meets a girl on holiday in London, and she's from Pennsylvania. Of course, you would have to be, because I am.
And coincidentally, her name is Marguerite.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. So he meets her, and there's a connection instantly, which I could talk about in a couple of seconds. But I just wanted to say that's where the band four comes from. It's about them. It's about him in the band four. It's about a celebrity couple trying to live life normally. But most of all, it's very romantic. It's about kindness and about how they treat people and how they want their family to live as normal as possible with as much love as possible. And it's called The Air We Breathe because throughout the book, they always can't breathe for some reason or other that happens to the couple in the book and to them all in the book. And that's his term of endearment to her. He doesn't think saying I love you to her is strong enough. So his term of endearment to her is, you're the very air I breathe. So that's where that came from.
What a wonderful romantic image. Marguerite, you're good. I love that.
Thank you.
Now, this came to you in a dream. Do you think that this was inspired by something you've seen or someone you know? Do you think there was an inspiration there that caused you to dream this?
I don't know, and I dream a lot. I dream full commercials.
I love it.
And my husband, I'll wake up and I'll say, oh, my God, I had the worst dream. And he'll say, oh, my God, you're so strange, you know, because I dream all the time. My imagination is just so vivid, I guess. And, I can't think of anything that would make me dream that. I really don't know, but I do love music. I will say that much. I do love music. I listen to music all day in my office and in the car, and I also have concerts in the car. I sing along.
Me too.
But yeah.
Me too.
And I don't know what triggered it. I really don't know. I just think it was my imagination coming to life.
You know, I think you may be absolutely right. It sounds, and of course I'm certainly no expert, but I've interviewed a lot of authors, and what you're talking about and the way you're describing this is the way the creative process works for a lot of authors. And I know that if there are people who are listening to you and I talk, they think that this is very odd. But it's not. It's the way the creative process simply manifests itself. And you must be very creative if all of those kinds of things come to you. I've written a little fiction myself, so I know what you're talking about. And it's very strange. And people who don't have it think it's very strange indeed. So I can understand why your husband goes, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Did you have an audience in mind when you were writing the book?
Yes, I did. I wanted it to be for women of all ages. And believe me, it is for women of all ages. I had an 89-year-old woman stop me in the grocery store. Her daughter had bought the book for her from me, and she read it and came right over to me, and the two of us were crying in the produce aisle. It was unbelievable. She said, I loved your book so much, I just wanted to tell you that. And she said, I loved it because it came from here. And she put her hand on my heart, and that's when I lost it. I started to cry, she started to cry. And I was just so touched, I couldn't believe it. And she, in the book, I write a letter to everyone in the back, and I tell them, maybe the next book will be, you know, pay attention to a character named Ed in the book, maybe the next book will be about him. And she said to me at the end of our conversation, okay, now tell me about Ed. So she read even that. She read even the letter, and I couldn't believe it. And I said, oh, I can't tell you about Ed. And we were both laughing away. And she said, oh, come on. I said, my mom wants to know about Ed, and I won't even tell her.
Because that's the next book.
Yes. Yes, and in fact, the only reason I continued it, I was thinking maybe it would be about Ed if I did anymore. But everybody loved the book so much, they kept asking me to continue with the couple. They loved them so much. So then I thought it was like about a year later. I was laying in bed when I do my best writing, I just thought, well, you know, I thought it would be about Ed, and now I'm going to do that. It's going to be about Ed, but it's still all the same characters, but it's basically about his story, his backstory.
How do you feel when someone comes up to you and has that reaction to your work?
I'm still amazed. I really am still amazed, and I just can't believe all these people who come to me and say, we love this book, we love this book, and we can't wait for the next one, or what are you doing next? And sometimes I'll even pick the book up and just flip through it and read a couple of chapters, even though I could probably recite them. And I think to myself, how did you do that? How did you write that? I never did that before. And here I have 300 and some pages written. I amaze myself. I just can't believe I did that.
It's almost magic.
I don't know where it came from. Yes. Yes. I really don't know where that came from.
Well, we've got to tell our listeners. I know they're sitting there going, okay, where can I find this book? Well, obviously, it's on Amazon. And I always double check before I say they can find it on Amazon. And all they have to do is just put in www.amazon.com, and their first page will come up. And they'll see a big, long search feature that's just below the pictures at the top of the page. And if they'll click on the left-hand side of that search feature, there's a list of where to look for things, and books is one of the things on the list. So if they'll just let it come up to books, and then if they'll put in the band 4, : The Air We Breathe by Marguerite, and let me spell it, Marguerite Nardone, Nardone Gruen, Gruen. If they'll just enter that in the search feature and click on it, the book comes up. And there's a really nice excerpt up in the upper right-hand corner of not all, but most of Amazon's books. It'll say, open here. And if they'll just click on that, then the book opens and they have an opportunity to get a preview of what the book is like, and they can buy it right there on that page. Where else can they find it, Marguerite?
Well, I do have a website, and anybody can contact me through my website, and that's just plain MarguerriteGruen.com. And it's MarguerriteGruen.com, and it'll say contact the author, and it shoots me an email immediately if they would like to speak to me or ask me anything. And, of course, you know, social media is big anymore, so I'm on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is Band4LoveStory, and I'm also on Instagram, and that's just MN Gruen. And Facebook, just pull up my name, Marguerite Gruen, and I'll come up.
What about LinkedIn?
Anybody wants to talk to me.
What about LinkedIn?
LinkedIn is I know I'm on LinkedIn. I think it's just Marguerite Gruen on LinkedIn. It's nothing special.
That makes sense. Now, you've got an exciting event that's coming up that's happening for the book. In October, the 10th through the 14th, your book is going to be a featured selection at the Frankfurt Book Fair that's held in Frankfurt, Germany. That is so exciting. How do you feel about that?
I am very excited about that because it's the biggest one in the world. And I couldn't do it last year, and I waited a whole year to be able to say, yes, I want to do it. I want to do it this year. And so I did hear it was huge, and I'm hoping for the best. And I'm just so happy that my book can finally be there.
I think that's very exciting. I think the fact that your book is going international is just, I mean, for you, that has to be thrilling, if nothing else.
Yes. Very. So I'm very thrilled about that.
Let me ask you one last thing. I always like to let the author have the last word about their book. This is a romance novel. Is there anything that you want the listener, the reader, to take away from the novel? Did you simply want to entertain them? Is there a message that you want them to leave with? What should they feel at the end of the book?
Yes. I think what I wanted people, and people have said this to me, my main goal was that I wanted it to be the best love story out there. And so many people have said that to me. This is the best love story I've ever written, I've ever read. And that was my main goal. And it's about family. It's about family, how everybody they meet, they include in their family. And everybody feels privileged to be included in their family. They're just so kind and gracious to everyone. And even with all the stuff that happens to them, because it's the story of their whole lives. And I also want to mention that there's a little twist to the story. And the twist is that the couple can feel each other's emotions. And that is throughout the whole book. That's how she meets him. She meets him because she's in a coffee shop, and she feels his distress and turmoil, and it goes right over to him because she knows it's coming from him. And that's how they met. So they can feel each other's emotions, and that's throughout the whole book. And it's kind of spooky, but it's kind of, so it creates a bond between them, even though they met and got together so quickly, because that bond was just unbreakable, and it's something they could never walk away from. They knew they belonged together. So in the end, I think I wanted it to be the best love story out there, and I think I accomplished that goal. Everybody does feel that from them.
Marguerite, it's just been such a pleasure to talk to you. I've really enjoyed having you as a guest today on Books on Air. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Books on Air, brought to you on webtalkradio.net. And by the way, you can also find us on iTunes and iHeartRadio. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I hope you'll join me for the next Books on Air. But until then, remember, buy a book, read a book, and share a book. Thank you so much for listening.